This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take control of the airwaves here, the live Saturday edition of the program, as we launch into the third hour of the show with you here tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
If we get the chance coming up, there's actually more media-related news. We started out talking about how the news media, specifically newspapers, are ignoring a very disturbing story about the federal government coming for your right to freedom of speech on the Internet. Under the guise of supposedly stopping human trafficking and sex trafficking, they are cracking down on free speech. You can hear a whole lot more about that last night's show if you download over at freetalklive.com the episode from the 6th, so Friday night. We basically spent 3 hours, I mean, the bulk of the 3 hours of the show talking about this SESTA-FOSTA legislation. We kind of recapped a lot of it here tonight, and we'll still take your calls, but it's led into more of a discussion just about prostitution in general here tonight, with callers weighing in on both sides of the issue. We've had people who consider themselves to be Christians taking opposite positions on the air, which has been interesting. We've had the Christians who say that prostitution is bad, and so therefore it should be illegal. And then the Christian who just called in saying, well, he doesn't agree with prostitution, but he also thinks that it should be legal. And the same thing should be true of drugs and other things that have been prohibited. Allow people, as you pointed out, Mark, it's not a virtue unless you have the ability to choose. If the options aren't there for which from which you can choose, then it's not really as virtuous in that case.
No, if so, then every man in prison who has no access to feminine contact is virtuous. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Let's go to Scott. He's in Lynchburg, Virginia. You're, of course, welcome to weigh in however you want on Free Talk Live, or take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Scott, you're listening to WLNI-FM in Lynchburg. Go ahead.
Yeah, one real quick thing. With prostitution, one thing that y'all really haven't thought about or y'all haven't came up with, a lot of times, you know, it could be parents or guardians that are prostituting out their kids.
Yep, it happens.
And yeah, I mean, it doesn't happen very often. And the thing is, that's the reason why it's on the books.
That's the reason why what is on
like
the books?
In the state of Virginia.
Are we talking about when you say it's on the books, do you mean laws against human trafficking or laws against prostitution? Because they're different acts.
Prostitution, too. Prostitution as well. Like in the state of Virginia.
Well, if you're talking about a parent selling sex with their child, that's probably without the consent of their child.
I think consent gets really murky when you're talking about young people and their parents and that sort of thing. I would, however, say that I think that the vast majority of that could be handled if you legalized it and then only made it legal between adults. And I presume in this country we'd call that 18 years old. I shudder to think that an 18-year-old would be considered an adult by anybody, but then again, I shudder to think that a 27-year-old would. At that point, you can say that, 14-year-olds aren't going to be – it would still be illegal if parents are trying to pimp out a 14-year-old like Fancy from the country music song.
Well, and the thing is, I understand what you're saying about 18-year-olds not being considered adults, but at the same time, if at 18 years old you're old enough to die for your country, you're also old enough to be able to figure out what you want to do. You're also old enough to be able to figure out if you want to own firearms and if you want to drink a beer. Because, I mean, if you're old enough to die for your country, then honestly, that kind of tells me that you should be able to do that kind of stuff.
Oh, I totally agree. I think that I'll go even further to say that younger people should be able to legally sell their sexual services. I remember watching daytime television when I used to work in retail down in Florida. I think it was Oprah or something like that. And they had a series of teenage girls on the show to talk about how they got busted for doing underage prostitution. And not a single one of those young ladies was acting as though they were a victim. They didn't say at any point that they were forced into it by anybody. They figured it was a way for them to make money because they couldn't get a job. they were prohibited by the government from being able to actually work in the real world, and so they had no other options. You either sell drugs or you sell your body if you want to be able to make some money as somebody under a certain age. So, you know, I think that people should be able to make choices. Those may not be the right choices, but putting somebody in a jail cell and punishing them for making the wrong choice with their own self, with their own body, I don't think is the right thing to do.
Thanks, David.
Scott, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to Mike. He's in Virginia Beach, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
I came to the program late, so I just turned on the program, and I guess it was one guy, he's a Christian, and he called in and said, you know, prostitution should be illegal. I'm a Bible-believing Christian. Mm-hmm. I too believe it should be illegal.
Oh no! Why?
Well, because
I make his point.
I think it is not a victimless crime.
Who's the victim?
God.
God is the victim.
So let God bring the charges.
So the police need to be doing God's work by putting.
Yeah.
Hold on. The reason why I say that is that God made certain laws. He said, you know, not to do this, do this, et cetera.
Yeah. Shellfish, yeah, mixing fabrics. I'm familiar.
I'm thinking about the Ten Commandments. I don't recall anything about prostitution in there.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there were times.
Also not commit adultery, for example.
That's not necessarily prostitution.
Prostitution and adultery aren't the same thing.
Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, we're right here.
When God says not to do something, that's because it's from his character. We are supposed to love one another. Absolutely.
Okay.
But when we do something against God's command.
All right.
Yes, that is in the Bible, 1 Corinthians.
Regarding prostitution?
Yes.
Okay, great.
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
I don't care. Go ahead.
Corinthians,
was written, Corinthians was written by a hustler, a Jew, a quote-unquote Jew from Tarsus that sat on the Sanhedrin in the age of 20. I mean, what kind of Nimrod believes that story? Come on. I mean, Pharisees didn't make it into the Sanhedrin until they were well in their 50s. They're not going to take young people, certainly not from the hinterland. Yeah, he certainly claimed it. Well, you just go ahead and read Paul's claims, and you will see the biggest, most successful hustler that the world has ever seen. You should rip every one of his letters out of your Bible and burn them.
Damn.
Well, first of all, he himself said he was not a part of the Sanhedrin. He was a Pharisee under the tutelage of Gamaliel.
But he sat on the council, is what his claim was.
He did not. Where was it in the Bible?
When he was talking about holding those coats and that sort of thing, he was making all kinds of claims about himself.
I'm sorry, chapter and verse?
I'm afraid I can't do that for you. I've tried to divest. Okay. Oh, yeah, you know everything because I can't do chapter and verse any longer.
No.
I'm only making a suggestion that you stop listening to a hustler. You can do whatever you want with your life. Right. But I'll tell you that Paul is a hustler, and Jesus would have never created an army of holy warriors called cops and sent them around to arrest people participating in prostitution. Anybody who thinks that isn't a Christian, but a nut.
Not just arrest people for prostitution, Mark, but the way they arrest people for hold on, Mike, the way they arrest people for prostitution is to lie to people. The police will go and pretend as though they are either a John or a prostitute in order to get people collared and arrested for prostitution. They are lying. Now, wasn't there a prescription against telling lies?
Absolutely, and I don't agree with that.
Well, how are you going to go and arrest people then? How do you plan to have your Christian police go and arrest people and put them away for prostitution?
Well, if they are caught in the act, absolutely.
How do you catch someone in the act,
sir? That doesn't happen too often.
Yeah, it unfortunately, yeah.
Give me an example of how somebody would be caught in the act without an undercover police sting of prostitution. Besides just randomly walking into a room at the same time as somebody says, I'll give you X amount of money for a BJ. How would you catch somebody in the act of that?
Well, just like you stake out, if you know a suspected house of prostitution and you have right eyewitnesses or informants.
It doesn't really work that way. You have to have the police with evidence. The police themselves have to have some evidence that somebody offered a certain amount of money. That's what?
That's where stakeouts come in.
No, the stakeout is The stakeout is combined with undercover agents who tell lies.
I have a question.
Yeah. You got a question for our caller?
Yes.
Okay, hang on, Mike. You want to shoot the question?
It's something unrelated, Mike, but it's a religious question. I have a question for you.
Mike, if you'll hang on, we'll bring it back here in moments. You don't have a prostitution stakeout without an undercover agent or informant telling lies. You do not have it, you know, without that. So either you support telling lies undercover, or you support just letting people make decisions for themselves and being free. It's Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com. I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you want to join us on the radio here. Our number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And coming up in the summertime, actually just the week before officially summer begins, June 14th through the 18th, it's ForkFest 2018. What is ForkFest? Well, it is a fork of a different festival, a different libertarian festival that we used to attend called the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or a.k.a. ForkFest. There is now ForkFest for those who would prefer a festival, a libertarian camping festival, without any kind of board of directors, without any kind of agency to look to for organization or for questions or for anything, because there is nobody who's in charge of ForkFest. There's no one who is running ForkFest. There's nobody who is deciding things about ForkFest besides everybody who's attending ForkFest. So how were the dates chosen? Well, we just kind of sat here one night on, I think it was on Will's show or Free Talk Live, one or the other, on LRN.FM and just sort of openly talked about when should this be? And so a few of us said, well, these dates look good, but if you want to go before that, go before that. If you want to stay after that, stay after that. And then a website was put up at forkfest.party. And so you get to decide what happens here. Do you just want to go and camp with other libertarians in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground? That's cool. You can do that. That's going to be the easy way. Do you want to create something for those libertarian campers to do while they're there? Okay, that's going to take a little more effort, but you can do that. It's completely...
You can make a profit doing it.
In theory, you could.
It's been done.
It's completely up to you what happens at the ForkFest. So go to forkfest.party to learn a little bit more about it and connect to certain community resources like our ForkFest forums and chat rooms over at ForkFest.com. Dot party. As we continue here, Mark, you had a question for Mike. He did hang on the line. Mike is in Virginia Beach. He says he's a Christian. He thinks that the police are doing God's work by cracking down on prostitution, but somehow doesn't think that they should tell lies in order to do it. I'm not sure how that can happen. But anyway, Mark, your question.
Yeah, this is much more theoretical, a question about lying.
Okay.
Mike, so... There's this ongoing debate in the Quaker community. I'm a Quaker, and I believe in the ongoing revelation of God, not the idea that God wrote some book that we all have to believe.
You're saying that there's messages still coming forth.
Yeah, if there's a God, that God's communicating with us now.
Yeah.
But what's that?
I'm with you on
that. I have questions about honesty. I've come to my own conclusions, but I'm interested in yours because you seem to be very clear that dishonesty is unacceptable. Right?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
So, at the time of the
undergrad... I do have one issue.
Yes, sir.
You said that, you know, I believe that the police are doing God's word. No, what I'm just saying is that, yes, it should be legal, and yes, it's because of religious reasons. God does say, you know, for example, thou shalt not commit adultery, and, you know, Paul also saying that, you know, you should not... be one with the prostitute.
I've got some quotes on my claim about the Sanhedrin for you, if you'd like those after I ask my question. So now that you've got your clarity, at the time of the Underground Railroad, when black people were escaping slavery in the South, many times Quakers along the way, you know, black people looked for Quaker farms with the intention of being hid in barns and basements and things like this for an evening or for a day, and then they could run it again in the evening. Many times the slave hunters would go and ask the Quakers, are you hiding any runaway slaves? And the Quakers that are on the horns of this dilemma, you know, to me the obvious answer is no, no slaves here. All the best to you. You want an apple?
Right.
Bye-bye. But, you know, there are people who believe, there are Quakers at the time who believed, and other people that you just hope that you don't get asked. But the
right,
slave hunters
right.
just kept asking, and they'd ask more and more, because the Quakers were too foolish, in my mind, and kept answering. So does this not sort of deteriorate the understanding of what is the truth if we make excuses for lying? And I'm not trying to catch you in anything on this one. I'm asking for your honest opinion. I think this is a tough, a tough question, and that you have shown some level of principle in this. So I'm asking your opinion.
Well, there is a similar situation in the Bible, actually. When the prostitute hid the Hebrew spies,
Is this the fall of Jericho?
When they were in Jericho.
Rahab?
Yep.
Rahab?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And she's declared righteous because she saved those lives.
Yep. So, I don't know. I feel like Jesus brought more honesty to the religion, essentially changed the religion. So I kind of feel like the religion's different now that I get it. I like that. It's the best dodge I've heard, and I like it. I'll take it, and I'm going to use it in the future. But I kind of feel like Christianity is different than whatever was going on with the Jews at the time of the fall of Jericho. But, okay, good job. It's better than what I had. I got here from BibleQ.net, a claim that that Paul sat on the Sanhedrin. They're referencing verses from Acts 26, Acts 22, and Galatians 1. It's apparently extrapolated as opposed to overtly stated. So I think that this is a situation where you can claim to be correct. Paul certainly claimed to sit on some council, but that council was not directly stated.
That the council that he was at in Book of Acts, as far as I remember, it was a Christian council, Council of Jerusalem.
Oh no, this is when he was taking credit for killing Justin.
I'm lost. What the heck are you talking about?
But but then again, he still wasn't a part of the Sanhedrin. He was sent from the Sanhedrin to persecute Christians. He himself was never on the
What's
Sanhedrin.
What's the Sanhedrin?
Sanhedrin was the High Pharisee Council at the time. It is proposed that all Pharisees weren't on the Sanhedrin, but all people on the Sanhedrin were Pharisees of high rank.
Okay.
Those were the bad guys, right? They were also Sadducees.
Is that so? Okay. I'm terribly sorry if I've got that if I'm mistaken.
The Pharisees, weren't they the hypocrites or something like that?
No. It depends on whether you believe the the Bible was put together post-fall of the temple. The Pharisees took a lot of heat that they probably shouldn't have taken. The Sadducees were on the take for the Romans, like full on. The Pharisees were the sort of word of God kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, between them, there's certainly many of awful things that occurred, but it's very likely that Jesus was considered a Pharisee at the time, too. A radical one, no doubt.
Mike, thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing your thoughts here tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's go on. Here we've got John. He's in Delaware. John, you're on Free Talk Live. I presume you're listening to WILM. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to call in because we got a lot of Christians calling in and saying that prostitution's wrong and all that jazz.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian. I'm not a practicing Christian. I believe in Jesus and all that, but I was raised Catholic and went to church every Sunday for the first 14 years of my life. And every Sunday I would get dropped off at CCD, which is a school for Catholic kids, while the parents go to the beginning mass of the day. So I learned a lot about the Bible, and I do recall a story of Jesus, and he came across a bunch of folks in a village, and they were going to cast stones upon a woman. And the woman happened to be a prostitute, and Jesus stopped everybody from casting those stones and said, "He who casts the first stone hath no sin." So there you go right there. Jesus isn't a judge or a persecutor, and a true Christian isn't a judge or a persecutor of sinners. God is the judge and a persecutor of sinners at their final day. And
great point
it,
tonight, John. Thank you for making it. There's more coming up.
No problem.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype at Skype username LRN.FM, plus the Discord on-air call-in line room, which we're going to be going to here shortly since somebody is there waiting, and we can put you on the air where you can talk about whatever you want. We've been discussing initially the disturbing legislation coming out of D.C. awaiting Trump's signature that is going to and already is resulting in a very chilling effect on freedom of speech on the Internet. With, for instance, Craigslist taking down their entire personal ad section as a result of this possibly soon-to-be law in the United States called SESTA FOSTA. If you want more details on that, please listen to our show from last night. We got into a lot of discussion about that. You can grab the archives anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Speaking of archives, Mark, there was a recent show almost 2 weeks ago now. It was a Sunday night episode of Free Talk Live where you guys had Dr. Mary Ruard on the program. I actually got an email from somebody saying, hey, Dr. Ruard's coming out with a new book. You guys should interview her. I'm like, yeah, we're way ahead of you.
Already did, buddy.
We did that 2 weeks ago. And you can listen to that anytime you want through freetalklive.com. But she is coming out with a new book, and she points out in her book, Death by Regulation, that the FDA is taking 5 to 10 years off of your life and is responsible for the deaths of untold millions of people since its creation. You can find out why the FDA should be abolished completely from libertarian author Dr. Mary Ruard, who we've been a longtime fan of here on Free Talk Live. The book's available via pre-order at this point. They're wanting to make a big splash on April 10th when it's released, so your time is running out to get in on that pre-order deal, where she's offering $60 in bonuses for the $27 book. More pre-orders means a higher ranking on the Amazon charts, and a higher ranking means more people will be exposed to the book and will be able to get this important message. You can go to deathbyregulation.us and pre-order your copy there today. Once again, that's deathbyregulation.us. Now, I haven't read it yet.
No one has. It hasn't been released.
Well, I think there was a PDF. I think she sent a PDF.
Yeah, PDF version. That's true.
I don't like really reading PDFs.
Just don't. No.
If it's a short, like if it's one page, okay, I'll read your PDF.
Yeah, maybe three.
Yeah, right. But if it goes above a handful of pages, I can't handle it. Give me something I can put down by the toilet here at the LRN.FM studio, and I'll read through it. It might take me a year,
but
I'll get it. Anyway, deathbyregulation.us if you want to get involved in the pre-order there. As we continue with your calls and your thoughts, you can bring up what you want. It's Carl in Atlanta, Texas. I didn't know that was a thing. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. A guy called in earlier, and he said he was a Christian, and he said a Christian is not supposed to judge. Well, the Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible teaches that you should judge with righteous judgment. And there is a scripture that says, judge not lest you be judged. But if you go through life not judging anything, that doesn't mean you escape judgment. Everyone has to judge something. Oftentimes, parents don't want their kid running around with another kid who's a troublemaker. They've cast a judgment right there.
For sure.
People judge all the time.
Yeah, I think judgment has to be made. And I think that verse is probably best, reconnoitered to something like, you probably shouldn't use the violent apparatus of the state to enforce your will, especially if your religion that was the took the brunt of the violent apparatus of the state for the first three centuries it existed.
Carl, any other thoughts you want to share?
I guess that's all I had to add. And you were talking a while ago about the FDA. I wish someone would put a little bit of a hold on the IRS and some of the stuff they do. But
That should be abolished, too. She was just writing a book about the FDA in that particular case. But, yeah, we think the IRS should go away. In fact, let's just go ahead and abolish the entire federal government while we're at it. How about that?
Well, no, I don't favor that. But,
no, why not?
I don't favor lawlessness.
No. I didn't say lawlessness. I said abolish the federal government. So you could still have your government of Texas.
Texas is doing better than California, isn't it?
I'm sorry, you both talked over one another. Wasn't it, Carl?
Texas is doing better than California, isn't it?
We have a problem here. There are a lot of Yankees and people from California that move into Texas, and they want to make this the hellhole that they moved out of.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should give them a dispensation period where they don't get to vote for the first 10 years of moving in.
Yeah, maybe the first 25 years.
Thanks for the call tonight, Carl. I appreciate hearing from you.
I feel the way Carl feels.
It's time to end
as a person from Florida, as it went from, I don't know, in my lifetime, I can tell you it's over 20 million people now, but, as a kid from Florida, yeah, that's how it feels. Is everybody votes, everybody walks in, they got their vote when they immediately come, and they do what they want to do, and you know, the results are what they are.
Look, Texas and California are very different places.
Yeah.
There's no reason why they should be in any kind of government together. Let's let California go its own direction and let Texas go its own direction and not have an overarching monster mega government called the federal government, the United States government, over top of them. Why should the people in California have any say over what happens in Texas? And why should the people in Texas have any say over what happens in California? Let's end this experiment. It's been a failure. The federal government is a failure. It is a monstrous bureaucracy that does nothing but siphon off the productivity of the American people and then just absorbs it into itself. It doesn't do anything of value.
I think the hope is that by many that the Constitution that the federal government will be brought back within constitutional bounds.
I still don't think it's valuable to have, even if you were to bring it into constitutional bounds. Why bother? What's the benefit?
Well, at that point, it's a defense agency.
Each state can have their own militia.
Understood. Yeah. But the federal government is a greater defense agency.
But they're not defending people. They're going around the world destroying innocent life and causing people to hate the United States.
If they didn't have...
If you want to argue the Constitution said no standing army and get back to that, to where there's actually no standing army, then you might actually have a point. But then again, you're still relying on the state militias for defense in that case. And I think they would do a fine job. You know, individuals and whatever groups want to voluntarily form to defend their properties, by all means, they should be free to do that.
I can tell you organizations that train and are prepared for war are generally going to beat organizations with the same amount of people that are militias and just trying to get things done.
Well, there's no one saying here the militias don't train, Mark. They can train, they can prepare, they can own, you know, the same kind of equipment, in theory. So, again, why do you need a centralized bureaucracy to have any kind of protection? Are you saying that centralization is more effective? That bureaucracy at the federal level is more efficient than a state level?
No, I think we'd probably have... there's a possibility that exists that we would have more peace on the earth if the United States government was solely a defense agency. And I'm talking about stripping it of its ability to coin money, stripping of it its ability to make post roads, and whatever else it's going to claim as a constitutional bound. Anything else, if it was simply a defense agency, that had a funding mechanism of, say, 0.5% of GDP of a given geopolitical area, that you would see organizations, that you would see places like, Toronto, or excuse me, Ontario, and Chihuahua, and a variety of other places that would sign up and say, I mean, remember that the Constitution was replicated all throughout Latin America, replicated throughout Europe to some extent, less so, but... You know, replicated certainly in Switzerland, and I think that there's some argument for the Republic in France. I'm not an expert on that.
So wait, are you saying that people should be forced to pay for this giant defense bureaucracy, or no?
I'm saying the geopolitical organizations may or may not choose to have a large and effective military, which is what the United States is, right? The United States is a large...
effective.
Now, you don't want to put them against goat herders. That seems to go badly.
Well, that's not very effective. They're large. They're expensive.
They keep organizations like Russia and China from attempting to do the same thing.
To go after goat herders?
No, of taking over the world, which is basically, the United States have...
Why would China take over the United States? We're their great customers. There's no incentive there.
China's very interested in what's going on in Southeast Asia. They're going to try for regional power status before they try for any kind of world government. But you don't believe for a second that these organizations don't want some kind of imperial... They don't have some kind of imperial aspirations, right?
I don't know, man. I mean, you can only spread your forces so thin. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Either way, centralization tends to be very inefficient, and monopolies are not particularly known for their good customer service and efficiency either. But if it's operating in a free market and you have the choice to support it, then fine. Go ahead and have your big old military. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time maybe for you to get your thoughts on the air with us here. You can call in 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can also call on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm or jump into the Discord on-air call-in line room on our Discord. Go to discord.lrn.fm to do that. And by the way, that chat is available to you. There's chat rooms all over the Discord. There are different types of categories. Those are available to you 24 hours a day before, during, and after the show. During the show is where things are the busiest in the Free Talk Live room, but throughout the day, you never know what you're going to get in those other rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free Talk Live AMP program and our couple hundred awesome subscribers to the AMP program. Thank you to everybody who is a current or even a former Free Talk Live amplifier. We appreciate your help because your $5 a month that goes into the AMP program helps us market and advertise and promote Free Talk Live to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country. Our caller there from Atlanta, Texas, that's actually in the signal from KTFS there in Texarkana, one of our newest stations. So we can bring more radio stations on if we have the marketing budget to do it, and that's part of what the AMP program goes towards. And you can learn more about the AMP program and about the perks you'll get access to, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Discord chat rooms, and the AMP-only Facebook group. For those of you still hanging out on Facebook, that's one of the few reasons I stayed there for a while, longer than I otherwise would have. So check it out over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use credit card, you can use PayPal, you can use Bitcoin Core if you want to support Free Talk Live. $5 a month is all we ask. If you want to give more, we sure do appreciate that, too. You can do that over at AMP, ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we go to one of those amplifiers, he's Lumpy, and he's on the line in the Discord on-air call-in line room. Go ahead, Lumpy.
Good evening, and thank you. First, I just want to say I'm sorry for being less than perfect on my Thursday call. If there's ever an opportunity to talk with Heather again, I'll probably apologize and understand that there's no way I'll ever be able to reach through to her.
You're referring to a dramatic blow-up on Thursday night at the end of the first hour, which, by the way, people were asking yesterday what happened to that video. For whatever reason, the Twitch video never even made it to Twitch. It was streamed on Twitch, but it didn't get saved there for some reason. We still don't know why that happened. But last night, the YouTube version, because we stream simultaneously to Twitch and YouTube, the YouTube version, which is a lower resolution, did make it partially yesterday, but it was only showing 2 hours of the show, which conveniently were the 2 hours after the first hour. So that first hour where the blow-up happened wasn't available yesterday. It is finally there now. So YouTube has finally posted the full video. It must have been stuck in processing, partial processing or something like that. But it is there now for anybody that's been wanting to see it. It was the fourth segment of the first hour where that happened. I might just go ahead and cut it out since we did cut out Mark's blow-up. We might cut out Heather's blow up and put it up there on the channel. As
Mark's blow ups are epic. I love them. Mark, please don't ever. They're so important to keep on the air.
But that wasn't the reason you were calling tonight, right, Lumpy?
No, correct. Yeah, this is you guys talk about issues that are so much more important than the junk that comes off of the television and off of Facebook and off the left-right paradigm. And this, I grew up as a Methodist, a confirmed Methodist. My brother's an ordained Methodist minister. It doesn't mean I'm a Christian or I'm not a Christian anymore. I don't know what I am, but I believe there's stuff that I just don't understand, and that's where I'm going to leave it, and I'm going to be receptive to it. There was a quote, I don't know who it was, but somebody who was, I believe, an atheist said, I admire Jesus, said something, I'm paraphrasing, something like, I admire Jesus, but it's his Christians that are so unlike him.
Yeah,
and I think that Christians,
Gandhi
quote, okay, yeah. One thing I think that Christians have lost their way in, and it's not just Christians, this is so many people these days, it's the left, right, we have this, people have stopped practicing their religion so much. It's not taking care of your neighbor and loving your neighbor and trying to, if you're really truly concerned with them, this issue about prostitution, to say that you're not willing to go and, if you're really a Christian, if you really believe these things, go into the street and talk with these prostitutes. Go to these places. Get out of your car. Risk hanging out with these. That would be something that would be Jesus would do. I do things like that, and I'm not Christian. I do that because I know what it does for me. Okay? It gives me a much greater benefit. When I'm not boasting about myself. I'm just saying that's what I do because that's in my own best interest. I think that Christians have become nationalists more than anything. They look to the flag. They look to this idea that there's something greater. And I understand that people can be so controlled by fear. I believe that fear is a greater motivator than the opportunity to gain. When we're afraid of brown people, when we're afraid of the left, when we're afraid of the right, we lose our ability to apply our intelligence and our consciousness and our passion and our, this is what's killing us. This is why the world does not necessarily, I've been all over the world. I was in the military, I was fighting the phony drug war. The world does not like us. And this is back in the 90s, like we all think we do. This is not, some of them do, but they like our music and our sports. The police have become very non-virtuous. They have created for themselves an era. And we want these people to be the ones who are enforcing our morals on other people. I don't think that that's Christian.
A Christian chanting in favor of the police cracking down on prostitution, which is what we heard earlier tonight, Christians who are advocating for that, they might as well just be advocating for the people who put Jesus on a cross.
Well, exactly.
They're not advocating for the police to do it.
They were earlier tonight.
Basically, all they're saying is that they don't like it.
Said it should be illegal.
It's immoral. It's illegal.
They said it should be enforced.
Saying it should be illegal doesn't
take the next logical
step of, well, we've got to make sure that this gets enforced against minorities on a greater basis than it does the normies out there.
No, but it is asking for the police to do it. That's exactly what it is.
What else would it possibly be, Ian? Right. I understand. You're taking a logical step that is completely reasonable. But the average person, when talking about an emotional subject, doesn't take logical steps. If you want to make prostitution or anything else illegal, you need to be willing to say that I am going to arm a legalized gang and enforce this. and I'm willing to steal my neighbor's money to do it. My morals are so important to me that you will follow them.
Multiple violations of the Ten Commandments right there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there is no Christian, but again, I understand people believe Paul. I don't. I don't believe in Paul. There is no Christian defense of a state.
Right. Paul, if you believe the story, I think Paul was a turncoat eventually. I think he kind of turned on the people anyway. I don't remember exactly, but I do think that we're losing. We've lost this. I don't know how we've gotten distracted. I don't know if it's the government education system that's got us so divided, the televisions, the media that we're so used to having in our face all the time. But we use this, we're practicing this collectivism and nationalism. You know, it may not be my cup of tea to have, prostitution on Craigslist or Backpage or whatever, but it's up to me to make that choice.
Yeah. Hey, I've never been to Backpage. I mean, it doesn't matter to me who's saying what on Backpage. It's not an effect. It doesn't have any effect in my life. Hey,
right. If you're going to go there, that's because you want to go there.
Right. And if you see something there that's uncomfortable, you can walk away from it. Lumpy, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate it. Let's go to Zach. He's been waiting patiently in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Zach.
How you doing, mate?
Hey, you're on the air.
So I'm a Christian. I was raised Christian. I've been Christian my entire life, and I'm a devout Christian today. And I'll be the first person to tell you that I've sinned and I'm a sinner. But I believe that it should be legal.
Yes, prostitution.
There's a separation of church and state for a reason.
Okay, so the separation of church and state suggests that your religion shouldn't be enforced by the state, doesn't it? And why should it be illegal?
He said it should be legal.
Oh, it should be legal.
It should be legal.
Trying to say it is illegal. Excuse me.
He's a Christian saying prostitution should be legal, as some of our other Christian callers have said tonight.
I don't think you're going to make it moral. I don't think you're going to make it good. I don't think you're going to even make the outcomes great.
I'm not sure if it's even bad, but that's a whole other discussion.
It's an entirely different discussion. We won't know because the federal government makes it very difficult for you to try these sorts of things.
Yeah.
But you saw what happened in the old times of the Catholic Church when they ran the government. You can't have a religion running the government and have the government actually work.
Well, the government's not going to work either way. I mean, it doesn't matter who's running the government. As long as the government is a centralized monopoly bureaucracy that is forcing people to obey it and forcing people to fund it, it doesn't matter how Christian or un-Christian or whatever the belief systems are of the people who are running it. The state itself is an immoral function. The state itself is an immoral construct, and nobody who considers themselves a moral person should support it. Zach, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. If you didn't get in tonight, please accept our apologies and call tomorrow and call earlier in the show, because then we will definitely get you on, because we do a live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 7 to 10 Eastern every single night of the week. That's when we do this program. You can always grab us online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm, where you can watch us live. We'll see you tomorrow.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.